Hello.
Hello.
Girl, when I tell you, I was prepared today, okay? I was actually watching the clock and I was like, we said 2:30, so then at 2:28, I sat down on the couch, headphones in, Anchor app open. I was ready to go. I think first time ever.
So proud of you.
Thank you. That is what
Look
we call
at
personal
you.
growth.
Yes, it is professional growth.
Professional growth. This will reflect
Yeah.
well on my performance review in the spring. So,
Highly effective.
how have you been?
Well,
In your health?
I've been good. I'm not sick anymore, so that's good.
That's huge.
Oh shit, that reminds me. I need to take my Z pack, but it's in the other room and Queenie's on my lap, so I can't move.
Yeah, no,
Oh
that's, yeah,
well.
it can wait. It's fine.
Yep, she's literally so spoiled. I like had a morning of errands. I got a little haircut and I got my eyebrows waxed and my mustache waxed. And Queenie, mind you, did absolutely nothing this whole time. She's napping, right? And then I get
Yeah.
home and she waits for me to lie down with her favorite blanket over my lap and then hops right up onto my lap. It is very cute, but also I'm like,
You're like, girl, what did you do today? Like,
yeah, like, oh, you had such a hard day cleaning yourself.
I would say my day was very similar to Queenie's. Today was my first day of vacation. And so I woke up at 7 and I was like, absolutely the fuck not. No, I was like, this is my vacation. I'm not waking up at
Yeah,
7.
it's too
So
early.
then I went back to bed and I woke up 3.5 hours later, which was like not what I was expecting, but I'm not mad about it.
Wow.
Yeah. Especially because, like, since I knew I didn't have to wake up the next day, like, I stayed up stupid late for no reason last night. So I was like, I'm not, no, we're not playing this game. I'm going back to bed. So then I got over my eight hours, which hasn't happened in so long.
I'm so
So
happy for you.
thank you. But yeah, and then I cleaned my kitchen, which is not even all the way done because I just like I really hate washing dishes. And I have some stuff that can't go in the dishwasher. Real tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
But here we are, ready to talk about Degrassi season 2, episode
10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take my breath away.
Take my breath
My breath away.
away.
Okay, so I really loved this episode.
I like this episode a lot too. I think there were a
Yeah.
lot of layers to it.
How come I have the first song memorized? Would you
Which first one?
be my umbrella?
Oh,
Would I kiss you?
I realized while I was watching, I was like, oh no, I remember this.
Yeah. Could I
Also,
kiss you, Manuela?
I feel as though this may not have been Jake's key. It was not his
No.
greatest performance on Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Yeah, I mean, here he's dabbling singing. He's not taking it seriously just yet.
Not yet, yeah.
Soon, but not yet. Or downtown Sasquatch, which I really want a shirt that says Downtown Sasquatch.
There have to be sure. I'm gonna check Etsy after this.
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
What was I gonna say? Oh, Manny absolutely like creating this narrative in her head. 100%
She's
me.
psycho.
Like,
Oh.
could never not be me. Oh, I absolutely am psycho. Excuse me, how many times have I married any number of like pop culture men in my head just because I think they're cute? All of them. Every single one.
Yeah, she's psycho.
I mean, granted, none of my maladaptive daydreams have included me dancing in a classroom in a ball gown. So I do think I have one step above Manny on that.
Of what?
her psychosis.
Oh, got it. Well,
But
that's
yeah.
good. Maybe you should work on
Probably.
that.
It's just way more fun because they like it's just fun. I should probably
Yeah.
just like, you know. What was I
Okay,
gonna say?
so yeah, so let's get to the episode because I also have a place to go at four or something. I don't think we're gonna take that long.
I don't think so. 'Cause this, I mean, I feel like we both know how we feel about this episode, and it wasn't like that deep. It was just a good one, you know?
It wasn't deep, it was a good one. We get to see Cassie Steele, aka Manny,
Yes.
begin to vocalize her chops. Spoiler alert, she does eventually become a singer. And every now and then her music pops up on my playlists.
It?
Yeah.
That's fun.
I
Oh, is it not
don't
good? I mean, you know what?
I
Let's if it's not your taste, that's okay.
It's not my taste anymore. At some point it
Okay.
was.
Yeah. Oh wait, in this one, there were actually like very lightly three storylines. Because we have Manny and Craig, and then we have Ellie and Marco, and then very lightly for like 1 minute
Snake
or
and
less,
Spike.
Snake and Spike,
Yeah,
which
that's
honestly
true.
highlight of the episode.
I'm sad we missed the proposal. Like,
I would have
but
loved to have seen it.
I know, and good on Spike for proposing to him.
I know. I do have Spike, yes, feminist icon in my
Yes,
notes.
absolutely.
Like,
Absolutely.
so good. I'm so sad that Snake is off the market, but I could not be more satisfied with this pairing.
Oh, yeah, very happy for them. Okay, so walk through the episode. Manny is fantasizing about Craig and they're singing, and then she's writing his name over and over and over
Everywhere.
again.
That's crazy.
I said that's psycho.
That's
And
yeah,
like,
that's insane.
I know that's the way that crushes are depicted in the media. Like, it always has to be somebody writing somebody's name over and over and over and over again in their notebook. And I'm like, do people really do that?
I've never done it. I think maybe like in like sixth grade I tried it. I was like, this is fucking weird, and then I scribbled over it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It's crazy. What I used to do was I used to write the names of my crushes on the shower wall when it got foggy, and
Yeah,
like
but then it goes away.
exactly
And you know who can't find out about it? The whole school.
exactly but it's fine.
I
I also just
also,
rubbed my
yeah.
eye and I forgot that I was wearing mascara, so that's
Oh
brutal.
no.
It's okay.
Okay, also something from Manny that I have never once experienced is having a crush on someone and then like facing it. Like I've always been so embarrassed by my crushes. Like if anyone found out that I had a crush on them, I would just die.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Right?
Yeah. Well, good
Like,
for her.
yeah. So like in third grade, me did I may have told this story already. Possibly to
Go
you,
ahead.
but possibly here. Me and two other girls in my class had a crush on the same boy, and like the other two were like, we're gonna tell him, and I was like, don't. And then they did, and he like was mad about it, and
Yeah.
I was like so embarrassed. I like almost started crying on like the like on you remember when third grade when you do like line up to go anywhere. I was like sitting
Yeah.
outside my classroom like almost crying because I was like, well, first of all, I didn't want him to know, and then now he knows and he doesn't like it. Like, how am I supposed to return from this? Plot twist, I didn't.
You're still dealing with the repercussions of that.
Absolutely. I should
Yeah.
probably talk about that in therapy the next time I go.
You should.
But yeah, so good for her. I do
Yes.
love her like mortified look after like she's having this daydream, right? And then Emma's like, he totally likes you. So then she's like, I'm gonna do something about it, and was like, Craig, I like you. And then her world shattered around her for one
I
second.
know. It's like, I can't believe I just said that.
Girl, same.
Yeah, but good for her.
Yeah.
And
Another feminist icon.
to start, yes.
Yeah. Feminism light.
Okay, so but before she asks him, wait, does she ask him? Wait, okay, so then I guess she asked him, he said yes. He's like playing with her, but then he's finally like, I like you too. Like, I wanna let's go out on a date. And she's like, what? Okay, so then Ellie, we find out, is crushing on men who don't like women. His name is Marco.
Here in Ellie's defense, though, Marco looks very cute right
Oh,
now.
he's a cutie. Yeah. And
Yeah.
they have the that poet in common.
Right. And they
but
just like get along really well.
yeah, they do. And then Hazel is like, Marco's cute. I'm gonna go flirt with him. And she's like, hey, Marco, I was thinking maybe we could do our math homework together. Like, is that flirting? And
I
then I guess it is.
mean, yeah,
I guess
but also,
it
like, once again, what does Hazel bring to this show?
Ain't nothing.
Like, I don't know.
Are we being like, are we wrong for thinking that?
That she doesn't bring anything to the show?
Yeah.
Why, she has like no depth to her.
She has no depth.
She's just like Paige's friend Hazel, who just like came
Yeah.
out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? She
Paige's
only
loyal
started,
sidekick.
yeah, didn't she only start happening once they weren't friends with Ashley anymore?
Yeah, pretty
So
much.
it's so like essentially she's a space filler.
Yeah. But anyway, so Ellie writes. Oh, okay. So we see the beginnings of Craig and Ashley. They're like flirting by the lockers, but you don't really know what they're talking about. They're talking about like war and like
Do you know, I actually like totally missed that. So like
Really?
when, yeah, so when Craig is getting ready for the date and Joey is like, "Oh, is it with Ashley?" I was like, "Oh, that was a bomb that was dropped."
No, they were like flirting throughout the episode.
Yeah, no, I missed it. I was, I think I
At
was
the
just like
beginning.
too dedicated to the Manny of it all.
Fair. Fair. Oh, okay, so after that, that's when Manny asks out Craig. I typed out, has anyone ever told you that they liked you? LOL.
No.
Same.
No.
I don't even know what I would do if a human me in the eye and was like, I like you.
Yeah, okay. Do you watch New Girl?
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay, there was an episode like early on where Cece was like, Jess, you've always been really bad about like knowing when people like you, and it like cuts to like young Cece and Jess, and there was like a foreign exchange student who spoke Spanish. So he like hands a love note to Jess, and he's like, oh, this is for me. And he goes, Jess. And she goes, okay, yeah. And he goes, so for me to give to Cece. And he goes, no. And she goes, for Jess. And he goes, for me to give to Cece. Like, and so they just keep going back with the only thing that he's saying is Jess and Cece. And she thinks that he's just saying yes over and over. And I'm like, that would be me. If someone was like, I like you, I'd be like, as a friend though, I was like,
Right.
I was like,
I'd
don't
be
you
like,
actually just like my friend?
Do you like me or do you like me like me? Oh,
You,
you like
yeah.
me? Like, I like you too. You're awesome. You rock. Well, that's really nice.
Right? You'd be like, don't, you rock, don't ever
Like
change. Like,
you're such a good friend. Like, I value your friendship.
right? Like,
Or
I'm like,
yeah.
with that, I also think that I'm like terrible at flirting. Because one of my friends is like, I can get a free drink from anyone, anywhere, at any time. It doesn't matter if it's from like a guy or if it's from a bartender, I can get us free drinks. And I'm like, and she's like, it's not that hard. So many people that I know can do it. And I'm like, I have never gotten a free drink from a single person in my entire life. What is your
Nope.
secret? Like, what trams are you putting these
I
men
don't know, but
under?
the thing is, like, I would much rather just pay for it at that point. Like, it's so much effort to, like, you have to, you have to, like, look at somebody in the eyes and, like, bat your eyelashes and then be like, oh, like, bartender, like, I'm out with my girlfriends. Like, what should we drink? Should we drink shots? Oh my God, shots on you on the house? Whoa, that's like that's me flirting.
Yeah, I
That's
like I
me
can't
flirting.
like, and I'm also like especially really bad at like being like, if I'm with that friend and she's being like really flirty and like playful, I'm like able to play off of it and like catch on to the game, but I can't start the game. Like, I just like I shouldn't be left alone. I'm not responsible enough for myself to be ever left alone in any institution.
Yeah. I mean I just wouldn't like I
Yeah.
just wouldn't.
I also
I
think
would
too
just
that I
pay for
might be like
the drink.
too, yeah, like I'm like too polite to try and like con someone out of a beverage. Like
Right, exactly, that's what it is. You're conning.
I, yeah, and I just like I can't do it.
Yeah.
I would love to, but I just would be like, I would just like feel bad. I'd be like, oh no, he's putting forth like so much effort to get me. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't think
Right.
maybe one
And
day
then like
I'll be confident enough to.
is the bar losing money? Or just support a small business, then like get a free shot.
I also like some bar owners are like psychotic. Like I knew someone once who so she worked at a bar and the bar owner would measure at the beginning and the end of the night how much liquor went out, and if it
Yeah.
didn't match the number of drinks that were sold, he would then charge the bartenders for the drinks.
Right. I don't want that for anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Okay.
though.
Anyway, children are flirting in the
Children are
episode.
flirting, and they're flirting better than we as grown adults can flirt.
I couldn't even tell you how one flirts. But okay,
Oh, no idea.
so confirm that Manny and Craig are gonna go on a date. And you could tell he's hesitant because like he does acknowledge the age difference. It's just a year or
It
11
is just
months.
a year.
Yeah. But so is she in eighth grade and he's in ninth? Is that what it That's a big difference. Like she hasn't gone through puberty yet. He has.
You don't know that.
I don't think she's gone through period. No, when she comes back with a thong, that's when she's gone through period. Gone through period. Gone.
No, I think that's just when she's tired of people thinking that she's young. But like,
Yeah.
if Emma got her period, I'm gonna assume that the rest of them did too.
That show, oh yeah.
Because they're in eighth
Pretty
grade.
early. That's
Yeah.
true, yeah.
Some of us
Okay.
are
Good point.
early bloomers.
Early bloom. Yeah. So, okay, so that happens. Then we see Ellie in Medium Urgent, and she writes an anonymous email somehow. I don't know
I
how
don't know
she makes it
how.
anonymous.
Maybe if we took media immersion, we would know how to write an anonymous email.
Yeah, because she was like, oh, emails are anonymous. I'm like, says
Like
who?
what? Yeah.
Since when? How? How do you do that? Because I would love to send some anonymous emails to people. But anyway, she a little email to Marco, and Marco, idiot,
Turns around
thinks
the
it's Hazel. And he's like, why are you sending me stuff like this? So that happens, and he's like, oh,
Ellie's
brother,
like,
like
yeah,
he
like
still
low-key
doesn't get it.
devastated. But like, who's
Yeah.
gonna get it? Like, this is a stupid email.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty bad email, especially now that we know it's anonymous. But also, like, he should have gotten the hint that, like, they were literally talking about that style of poetry
Yeah.
just like moments before. And at no point did Hazel and him talk about poetry, from
They
what I
talked about
understand.
math homework.
They talked about math homework. Oh, okay. So then we see the date, and it's Craig's first date.
That was I don't know. Okay, so at the time when I was watching, that was really shocking to me, but then I just now remembered his dad, and it's no longer
Right.
shocking to me.
Right. His dad probably would not have let him go on a date. But yeah, we're
Like,
happy. And
also, I
then.
don't think he would have had like the bandwidth to go on a date. Like,
True.
you know, if at the
Yeah.
end of the day you worried if your dad is gonna beat the shit out of you, you're not really looking at girls.
Fair. Fair.
But yeah, I was shocked. I was like really excited that it was his first date. I was like,
I
you
was so
know,
excited for them.
right? I mean, obviously it was Manny's first date too.
Yes, and Emma did Manny's makeup. And she had
So
to go
cute.
to her place beforehand because her parents probably wouldn't have liked her going on a date with a boy.
Probably not.
Yeah. And then we don't even get to see the date. And we hear about it through
We hear
their
about it.
discussions. And I was like, oh my God, this episode is literally Grease. It's Grease because they're talking about their date and it's flashing back to both of them, and it's both their perspectives, and in her perspective it went really well, and in his perspective it didn't go so well. Oh,
So
it's Grease.
whose interpretation of the date do you think was more accurate?
Probably his.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Yeah. But
Did
it was
you?
okay.
I thought it was particularly funny though when he was like recounting the date and he was like, she reminds me of my little sister.
I know. I'm like, well, that's probably because your little sister is her little sister.
Yeah. Like that had to have been an Easter egg from Linda Skyler or
I'm
whoever wrote this episode.
sure.
I
I'm
thought it was
sure it
so
was.
funny.
I laughed. Yeah.
Yeah, so in their versions of the dates, Manny thought it was like super romantic and like super cute, and they went to like, first of all, why is there a carnival
It
inside the
was so
mall?
sensual. It was so sensual to her. She was like touching his lips left and right.
Yeah. But also, once again, why is there a carnival inside of the mall? Is it Mall of America? Like, what's going on here?
Maybe it's a Canadian thing. I don't
I
know.
guess. I don't know. But yeah. And she was just like being like really cute and whatever. And I was in my head, I was like, this isn't cute to me. I would not want to do this. I'm on Team Craig right now.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. It's a very childish first date, like going on a
Yeah.
carousel or whatever. But yeah, I think his perspective is the more accurate.
And then, oh, okay, yeah. So then she's telling this, and she's like, "It was so good, it was so great." And he's telling his friends about it, and he was like, "It was like a little weird all around." And then,
But he was like, I like her.
yeah.
But she might be too young. Hello.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say, oh my God. I also feel like my house is very echoey today.
That's okay, I don't
But
hear
yeah, oh
anything.
yeah, and then she keeps saying that he's being grumpy, right? Is that what she said? Moody?
She t is literally, she takes this one date, and all of a sudden their boyfriend and girlfriend in her head.
I know. I was like, this is hi. Like,
And she like gets upset when Emma is like, maybe you should give him space, like maybe you should relax.
and also she's like, he is just moody, he gets like this. What do you don't know this boy, you just think that he's cute and you spent a single evening with him. Like,
She
what do you
knows
mean he gets
him.
like this?
She knows him in her heart.
Yeah. And then she goes and decorates his locker in the most gaudy way
Oh, that
possible.
was, yeah, that was overboard for sure.
Like, once again, I'm Team Craig for this. Because, like, why would you do that? Like, I don't know. I have like very strong personal boundaries, and I don't like people touching my stuff. So, no, thank you.
Yeah, she just was not taking any of his cues.
Or just even
And
like even if he was being like really like, yes, this was the best date I've ever been on. I want to do this every day for the rest of my life with you. Like, there's still just like a speed at like, or there's still just like boundaries that like need to be crossed in a more gentle way.
yeah.
And at one date, you still don't touch people's lockers.
No, you
Like,
don't.
you have no claim over their personal space at this time.
No.
So I was still just like, what the fuck are you doing, kid? Like, stop it.
Yeah. I mean, it just goes to show how immature she is,
Yeah.
and that she is not ready for this relationship.
Yeah. Okay, also something in this episode that I did that I thought was like so fake. When Ash, like at the locker, after Craig is like, "What are you doing?" And she was like, "Oh, I thought it would make you feel better." And then Ashley comes up with the petition. Like, I'm sorry. And oh, and it was for genetically modified foods, right?
Oh, was
And
it? Yeah, oh yeah, and then
yeah.
she's like,
And Manny's like, "What's that? Is it a bad thing?" Shut up, Manny. Like, your best friend is Emma Nelson.
yeah, she would
Okay?
know.
She did that wasn't that her science? Oh no, her science project was breakfast food. But still, it was like on processed food versus not as processed food. So like, you're telling me that your best friend in the whole world is this fucking like environmentalist nerd and you don't know what GM foods are? Are you serious? Stop lying. I was like, you
She's
guys
just
have lost
being an
me.
idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we get the depiction of the date, we get that, and then
And then he says it's not working for him,
it's not
and
working for him.
Manny loses it a little.
Yeah. But then we get Ellie and Marco again. And I thought this was so cute.
Yeah.
The way that, okay, so Marco and Ellie are on a, like a pay phone, and they're
Oh,
talking.
wait. Wait. Okay, wait. But first, if we back up,
Yeah.
Marco is like, "Ellie, look at this weird email I got." And she's
Oh,
like,
yeah.
"Oh, wouldn't it be interesting if someone had a crush on you?" And they were
Yeah.
scared to tell you. And he's like, "Huh, so weird. Who could that be?"
that be? Could it be the very person I'm sitting next to?
Could never be.
Could never be. Okay, I got my Z pack now. I can take my medicine.
And
Okay.
then, in a crazy turn of events, it turns out it was Ellie the whole time.
What?
I didn't see that coming, that's for sure.
So unpredictable.
And so, yeah, so then the truth comes out, and
Yeah.
Ellie runs away.
Ellie runs away.
Like, literally sprints away.
Yeah. But then
And then they're on the phone.
they're on the phone. She's on the
In the pay phone.
payphone. And he goes, "Elle, have you been the one writing me?" And he like calls, and they're talking, and he's like, "Well, if it was you, like, why didn't you just tell me?" And she was like, "I like being anonymous." And then he's like, "Turn around," and she turns around, and he's there.
Yeah. And then doesn't he says something like or she was like, but you said no, or he's like, no, I didn't.
I
And I
mean,
was like,
he
that's
didn't.
I was like, oh my God, that's true. He didn't. And I was like, that's I identify with Ellie right there. Just
I said
assuming the answer is gonna be no.
better than any rom-com I've ever seen.
Seriously.
Marco fake flirting with Ellie, and he goes, "C as in coffee." So, yeah. Y as in yes.
Was so cute.
It was very cute. And then after that, that's when Mandy decorates Craig's locker.
Ugh, that made me want to throw up.
She's literally
Also,
delusional around.
I do also have in all caps in my notes, oh no, this is the beginning of the Manny Craig Ashley love triangle.
I know.
And I just like, I don't know if I'm like emotionally prepared for that level of turmoil.
I'm not.
It's so much.
But great drama, great
Great
TV.
drama. Also, okay, if we bump back to the date just a second, Manny
Sure.
is 13 years old.
Right.
Like 14, maybe, because I don't know where in the school year we are. And I don't know when her birthday is. Who do you think you are making plans for 7 p.m. on a school night?
Oh, was it a school night?
I'm assuming it was a school night. Actually,
Right,
it
it
might
wasn't a
not have been.
Friday.
No, because
No,
the
it
next
probably.
day is when they're at, right? Or no?
Oh yeah. I mean, she had to lie and say that she was like having a sleepover with Emma
Yeah.
during a week. Seven p.m. And is there, if they're seeing a movie, are they going to see a movie or just like go to the mall?
I think they were gonna see a movie. So then,
Right. So
okay,
a
so let's say,
movie's
because
at
she
least an
picks,
hour and a half.
right, so he picks her up at 7, and let's say that it's a 20-minute walk to the mall because I don't know. And then you still have to get tickets
Yeah.
and like snacks and find seats. So then that's like, and also they took pictures, so you know they weren't
They
leaving
took
exactly
pictures.
at 7. So then the
Yeah.
movie starts one conservatively at 7:45. And it's an hour and a half away,
Right.
so then it's 9:15, and then we still have to go back home. It's another 20 or so minutes. Excuse me, do we not have
Don't know. 'Cause yeah, 'cause even if they went at 7, they still spent time like dilly-dallying around the mall.
Yeah.
And that's without even seeing the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So yeah, so that's also so two things of note just in general culture.
Yeah.
Did you notice Manny's Baby G watch?
Oh my gosh.
Because I just
No.
like it was just like such a moment for me. And also, we have entered the bleach blonde spinner era.
it.
And that is an era that I hold so dear to my heart for no real reason. I just think
I mean, it's a good look
it's a good look for him. Like in real life, no, but in just in the general scheme
for
of like being a
for
teenage
the
boy,
character,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my hot takes. I also have Ellie and Marco is like, and then a bunch of upside down smiley faces because it's so good but so bad.
I know. Remember, don't they like try to get together in college?
Do they?
There was something with like, I feel like he was
I.
experimenting with being bisexual.
Oh. Yeah, you know
Maybe
what?
I.
We do love an experimentation, but maybe not with Ellie.
Right. Yeah, true.
I think I stopped watching after their freshman year, and the only thing that I remember is like, is only Marco and Dylan, which might be a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
And then Jesse and Ellie.
Jesse and Ellie, yeah.
I always thought Jesse was really cute, to be honest. But that's a
Oh,
problem for
yeah.
season six.
Jesse was very cute, but a problematic man.
Wasn't the best.
You know who I thought was so cute but so problematic? Mr. Oleander.
Oh my God, yeah. Hugely problematic.
Yeah, but very attractive. Undeniably, like objectively. Right?
Yeah. He did I
Okay,
tell you
thank
he was in No, I always thought he was so cute and I was just but I was still I was still just like, but he's your teacher.
No, definitely. It was messed up. But he's cute, you know? What can I say? I wouldn't have done the same thing.
I
I
wouldn't have
wouldn't
done
have done
it.
that. No, oh, sorry.
You're fine.
Now that I'm like, now that I'm not sick, all my congestion is coming out.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's what it is.
My sister had to go to the allergist today, so she couldn't take any of her allergy medicine for a full week. She
Ooh.
was dying. Also, turns out she's allergic to literally everything in the world.
No.
We added some new allergens to the list.
Oh,
So like she's
no.
yeah, she's very allergic to seeds and nuts. But then we also added beef and tomatoes.
What?
I know. What else is on the list? Coffee. Like,
Oh
coconut, but we knew that. Allegedly potatoes. Who's
no.
allergic to a
Awful.
potato? And
That's
also
so
dogs, which
bad.
is a huge bummer because she has a dog and it does in fact shed.
Yeah.
I think some of these things she just is not going to care about.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I just like I can't imagine. As someone who's not allergic to anything really, I don't know how she like exists day to day.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay, so that's the episode. Character of the episode for you?
It may be Marco. I have no real
Yeah.
reason. I just like found him very cute and very endearing this episode.
I did too. I think my character of the episode is Ellie because I loved her hair.
Yeah, I
And
feel like every episode Ellie becomes more and more Ellie.
yeah, I just loved her look. And I love that, like, she put herself out there and it's gonna reap the benefits,
Yeah.
in a way. And in a way, even if she doesn't get what she exactly wants out of Marco, they become best friends.
They do become best friends. And honestly, I think it might be the healthiest friendship on the show, if I'm recalling
It
correctly.
is. It's
It's so
a pretty
good.
healthy friendship. They support each other.
They do support each other, and they never go for the same boys, which means they can never fight over boys, which is a key
Exactly.
component to all TV show friendships.
Yes, you can't go over the same guy. Go for the same guy. Yeah. Otherwise, you gotta fight.
Yeah, I love it. So
Okay,
what's your
so
quote?
your quote. Okay, there were a few. Every time that Manny spoke, her S's were SH's for some reason. Only this episode. Did you notice that?
Oh, I
But she was
didn't
like,
notice that.
I'm so excited. I'm
Oh my God,
so excited.
actually, yeah.
Wait, I wrote down exactly. It's like, you can see the or some sort. AV car accent heavy. kind of psycho. I'm show. Oh, you show had me there. She kept saying sh instead of s for the word sh like so.
Yeah.
But the, I don't think this is my favorite quote. My favorite quote, let's see. I liked the whole Marco Ellie exchange towards the end, but I'm gonna go with no. I'm gonna go with Snake telling JT, JT, did you email me naked baboon pictures again? So good.
That was mine. But then that, I think it begs the question, does, like, aren't baboons always naked? And does that mean that there is an
I think they
entire,
are.
is there like a side of the internet that has baboons wearing like three-piece suits or something?
Don't know. I mean, every baboon picture that I've seen is naked.
Right? Like, that's the whole thing, is that they have those big weird butts.
Right. I don't know. So that was yours as well.
That was mine because I thought it was so good.
Nice. And what do you think the moral of the episode is?
I would say that the moral of the episode is something that I would never follow myself because I'm me and I'm afraid of things. But go for what you want because it might work out well for you.
Go for what you want.
Go for
Because
what you want. Go for.
It might work out well. Never know
As of
until
right
you
now, it works out well for you. For both Ellie and Manny later on,
No, it didn't.
it doesn't work out super well. But in the moment, it works out well.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to say my moral of the episode is there are always two sides to every story.
Yeah,
That's my moral of the episode. I mean, it's
that
true.
is, it's true,
It's
and it's
true.
important to remember because sometimes you could be a Craig and sometimes you could be a Manny.
Exactly.
So,
And you don't look.
no,
Want to
you
be
don't
right
want
in
to
the
be on.
middle.
Yeah.
You don't want to be either. Okay, that is season 2, episode 10. Next week, we will be discussing Don't Believe the Hype, season 2, episode 11. And I have it ready. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hazel taunts a Muslim girl who is then discriminated against on International Day, which forces Hazel to take a look at herself. Liberty and JT switch sewing projects in home economics to avoid embarrassment. Oh, is it because JT's like really good at sewing and Liberty isn't?
Is we are gonna have to find out, that's for
That's
sure.
funny. That is funny. All right, that's it.
We did it.
Short
I'm
and sweet.
pretty, I actually like very distinct to remember this episode because I think this was the first episode I became aware that Hazel existed as a character.
Really? Not even Shao?
I don't know. Like for some reason I remember this one so distinctly. Yeah, but yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. I'm sure
Yeah.
once again, watching it many, many years after the
Oh.
fact is going to
Oh,
bring up a lot of things. Next
you mean
episode.
next
Yeah.
episode. Got it, got it, got it.
Yeah.
Well, it is the first time that she has a plot to herself.
That's true. So, yeah. I'm sure it's going to bring up some
Right.
weird things because I'm not sure it's aged well.
I don't
So,
know. We'll see.
yeah.
We shall see. How do
So
they
good.
tackle racism?